You get people heartbroken, broken for worldly things. Person works very hard for exams and fails, his heart gets broken. Person works so hard in business, he also gets broken hearted. We see that he's not successful. All those broken hearts we get to the worldly things. Medication he takes, he fails, they also become broken hearted. But Allah Ta'ala goes to the heart of that person whose heart is broken. For what? For that person who becomes sick. Before that, he was so much engaged in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, always making ibadat, zikr, tasbihat, mamulat, reading Quran, making nafil namazes, all those things he was making so much. The moment he got sick, felt really hurt about it, there's grief in him, sorrow in him. I cannot make any more nafil namaz. But he does not understand that kind of person who is hurt at heart, is broken at heart. In that heart, Allah is there to console him, to comfort him, to comfort him. Because all the time he was so much engaged in healthy days, making all kinds of ibadat, maximum benefit, making ibadat all the time. Now he is in this position, he cannot do nafil namaz, he cannot make zikr properly. He is bedridden, but he does not realize that when he feels hurt, I can't do those things. At that time, Allah Ta'ala comforts him, consoles him, that whatever you have done in your healthy life, I am giving you the same reward now too. Without you doing anything, because you do not want to hurt you, to appreciate you. How Allah Ta'ala appreciates? Not only that, he gives a peace of mind to that person. Because he knows that Allah Ta'ala, I mean, the person's heart is broken most. And I do not want him to feel hurt about it. I want him to become more at ease. Because everything that he did for my pleasure, he has done for my pleasure. And now he wants to seek my pleasure, but he cannot do it. Do not get despondent. Do not feel hurt about it. Never mind. Be prepared to accept my decision. My decision, I want you to keep me in this condition. To see you that at that time you remembered me, you remember this time also. Only thing, you cannot make ibadah of that kind, but in your own goal without that, but yet you are still remembering me. You are still inclined with me. So that's what I want you to do, not more than that. Not to feel hurt. So deen is that what Allah Ta'ala tells you to do, not deen what you want to do. So there's no such thing a person should get any kind of despondency or he should feel hurt about it. Because you must know all those things are there. Besides farz, everything else a person is deprived of, he will not feel hurt at all. So just imagine Allah Ta'ala, he says this to that as long as you remember me and do what I tell you to do and accept what I do for you, this is what I want you for you, then you must accept it for me. Likewise, you find a person, he's very healthy, but he's also deprived of making the dibaba, the bamulata. Now we think, what is that now? He was making ibadat all the time, making farz namaz, nafil namaz, reciting the Quran. Suddenly a situation came in his life that now that he deprived all those things, now whether he'll be happy or not. For example, you got parents, they are bedridden, day and night you have to attend to them. When you're attending to them now, will you be happy or not? Or you say, why I don't want to do it now? Or the wife says she's very, very sick now, says no one to attend to her. Now will you attend to her? Or say, no, I'm still going to read my zikr. I mean my mamula. How will you differentiate this thing? You want to do something, Allah says, I want to do this. That you have to attend to your wife, attend to your mother, attend to your father. In that whole day goes away, you cannot even make one nafil namaz to. You cannot even make one Quran tilawat to. But you are so much engrossed, but you make me fulfill the purpose of namaz. All the namaz of faraid reading, but you deprive of those things. In that way, to Allah Ta'ala says, when you're doing this thing for my pleasure, within the word, my pleasure. Everything must be for my pleasure. The big question mark is my pleasure. Whatever I tell you to do, you must do. Then my pleasure is then reward you for my pleasure. Reward by you not doing any act of that time. Yet it is for my pleasure because you have done it for my pleasure. I'll make sure I'll give most reward. Whatever Allah tells you, reward and give it to you. So one side of person sick person, one side of person healthy person, but yet he's deprived of so many things. He cannot do it. I know one Buzruk, you know, he wrote to Hazrat Najim Dagar. In a month in the Hajj time, Hajj period, people were so sick that he had not 1 minute to make tawaf or khidmat. And he was making the khidmat of all the sick people all the time. And but he was little but hurt that in that period of time I did not make one tawaf also. But then we know Sheikh is a very great thing. When you got a Sheikh with you, it's a very great ni'mat. You do not know what your Sheikh is if you really appreciate your Sheikh. He takes away all the heart feeling from your heart, brings about consolement, comfort. The Sheikh told him this particular thing, this is not ibadah also. You did not make one tawaf also, but what you have done is more great than that. So we do not know what is right and wrong. We must not fulfill our shock, you know, shock, our desire. Most important thing, the road to Allah Ta'ala, is not fulfill your desire. Fulfill the desire of Allah. And when you fulfill the desire of Allah, then everything will become easy for you. This is what we are deprived of today. Now let that the person is so sick. Mahasaj to say, if your wife is staying in a place which is completely most fearing, frightening, and she says that it is truly frightening, and she says she cannot go, you can go to the masjid, I'll be very frightened. That you must show to yourself. I'm not talking with the people around the rest of it, but a place of that kind where she says, I'm very frightened. I cannot leave the masjid. I cannot leave you. You must not leave the house. I'm fearing that. Then my husband should say, that is important for you to leave namaz at home. Now you mustn't think, I tell my wife, I'm going to read my Bible, Jamaat and Mosque. What's wrong with you? I'm going to read Jamaat and Jamaat. You're worried about yourself, you know, your desire. I'm going to read Jamaat. Yeah, you must look at what you want. Now, when you are going to go to the masjid, you tell me, what will happen? And you yourself will not be in the masjid too. Because the condition, I'm not saying where the place, the population, people around, but when this place where the fear is there, then a man must understand that he must not leave the masjid or house, but he must leave namaz basically. Yes. Like even people like going to God in Jamaat is a very great work. But the mother says, there's no one to look after me. Why don't you look after me? Now you say, no, I want to go. Now your shop is something else, the shop of Allah is something else. Now if you say, Khan, you cannot go, you look after me. How important it is, the work of Jamaat is so great. So one time the work is so great, another side is this month, that to find this month, that I need someone to look after me. And if you not look after me, what will happen? In that occasion, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to leave your shock, your desire, I want to go for 40 days, or I want to go for whatever. Now this is my more important part now that my mother has to look after my parents. How important it is. So these are things that you're going to become an alim also. Person who do not want to become alim. But you must look at this point that to become alim is there, but the mother says, I have no one to look after me. Who's going to look after me? If you're going to go from here, then no one to look after me. And you want to become an alim, but the mother says, you cannot become an alim, look after me. I want you to look after me because that's more important. So one is your shock for you, and one is what the right thing to do. The right thing to do. Abhi Ransa Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi won't forget that incident of his, you know. He wanted to, after his father passed away, he wanted to become an alim. Mahazad told him, what was your father's desire? And just told him, my father's desire was that he said he must fulfill your father's desire. You see, when you got a share, alhamdulillah, that is fulfilling his father's desire too. and Allah to fulfill Allah's desire also. See, you got both of these. How important it is, you've got a Shaykh who guide you, who tell you what you want to do. That's why, you know, Hazrat used to say this much, that not Hazrat, but who is Qani Rahmatullah Ali, his story is a very good one. You know, that you know, whose desire not to be Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Who don't want to become a Sahabi? He had a desire so much to become a Sahabi. He told Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I want to become a Sahabi. I want to come and see. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what? Only told him one thing. You cannot come because there are all nothing to come. I just imagine who is deprived of becoming a Sahabi. And yet he say, you got a mother, you have to look after her. You cannot come. By just doing that now, Rasulullah sent to Umar radiallahu anhu, oh Umar, when you go to Quran, you see this person always asking to make dua for Umar. He was deprived of a Sahabi, but he was to be told that, oh, Umar, God, ask this person to make dua for Umar. So what a great thing he achieved merely because of going according to the Sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what is the most important thing? Your desire must not have in you. Your shock must not be in you. So no matter how sick, no matter how well you may be, if you have to do some certain work, you have to do to deliver for your parents, for your wife, or whosoever, and there's no one else to attend to them. You attend to them, you get more reward than what you expect. Because why? It's not your desire, it's desire. At that time, in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we learn that deen is what? Deen is not to follow you. Deen is to follow the command of Allah. The command of Allah ta'ala is very important. That's why you find when the people go for Hajj. Now just to leave the Haram Sharif and go to Mina. Now to leave 100,000 rewards and go to Mina. Man, Mina is just an open place there. Whole day you sit down there and just read 5-10 namaz. Now you think, why must I read namaz there? Let me go to Haram and read namaz. If you're going to do that, you'll be a gunegar. Because that is not the command of Allah. The command of Allah ta'ala now that the reward where you get in Mina is more rewarding than the Haram Sharif. So one said is your desire that I want to go to the Haram Sharif, and one said Allah's desire is you read here and you get more reward. But then by just doing that, now even to make namaz zakat qaza also, to make namaz qaza is a very big sin. Inna salata kana al-kitaban mawquta. To make salah on its time is important. But then do you come to realize that people will go to Mina, from Mina to Arafat. In Arafat, the time of Maghrib comes, we have been told not to read namaz at the Maghrib. Now tell me, 1 minute Allah Ta'ala says, read, make sure you read namaz on time. And here it's been told that now when it comes to Maghrib, leave your Maghrib, do not make it there. As Bilal radiallahu anhu came to even reminding Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, reminding Nabi did not want to answer it. You see, namaz will be further, we read namaz further. And when they reach their further place, they reach the time of Isha. So what do we come to know from here? It's not what we have to do, it's what Allah Ta'ala wants us to do. So one said namaz to make qaza is a big sin. Another said, you tell me, make qaza namaz here. So we don't ask any question at all. But straight away we make namaz straight away there. So this is what Islam teaches us. Islam teaches that deen is not what we want to do. Islam is deen is what Allah wants us to do. Like many things people like to enjoy doing. You like to enjoy doing things. So what is wrong by me doing that? It's not what is wrong. It is wrong because he did not tell us to do it. No matter how much you enjoy doing it. Many things you find a person tell you, what's wrong if I'm doing it? I'm doing it. It's not what you're doing. It's doing against his law. Against Allah Ta'ala. Against Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is what deen is all about. That you must follow the theme of Allah Ta'ala. If you follow deen of Allah Ta'ala, then everything will come right. Everything. In other words, you must remember this much. It is very, very important to keep contact with a Shaykh. A Shaykh will always guide you. And you must have that Shaykh will guide you to become more close and dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only way you can make out a Shaykh is look into his life. When you sit in his company, you feel you get the nearness of Allah ta'ala in you. The fear of Allah ta'ala in you. So namaz is something to be very great. Deen is something very important. But deen is supposed to be what Allah ta'ala wants us to. There's 1 minute Allah Ta'ala says, do not do this thing here. Now no matter what you want to do, you must not do it at all. Now just imagine in Mina, we have been told to throw pebbles on a rock. Now someone will say, why must I throw on this rock here pebbles? What's the reason for me to do that? I don't have to throw this at all, is not what you want to say. You cannot say the shaitan is not there. You cannot say all those things. You have to say whether it makes sense or not. That's why they say in Makkah, in Hajj is one ibadah that makes Allah Ta'ala makes us feel that everything that happened there does not make sense to us. Everything that happened. We have been told not to make tawaf on a qabr. You have been making tawaf on the qabr of Allah. We are making tawaf. If someone asks, why are you making tawaf with him? It's not why, he told us. Like even the Hajj Aswad too, when Umar looked at Asad, he said, you only a stone, yeah, but because it's not a big courage, I'm kissing, that's I'm kissing. How nice, you only a stone, teaching us a lesson too. Said, oh, Saad Aswad, you only a stone. You don't have to run to kiss that thing now. I'm just kissing because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why when we have to kiss Hajj Aswad too, we must have the same intent that we are kissing because Nabi Kareem. So just imagine one side been told not to worship a stone. Another side, we bring all these things. It's because we have been told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell us that not use your head. Your head must be one side. You must follow the command of Allah. The one side doing tawaf one side. And one side doing this thing also, kissing on this one. Then if you look at it, the Safa Marwa, what was the reason for us to run from Safa and Marwa? It's just we're still looking for water. And why is it running for water? She saw the water there coming. He said, now Allah Ta'ala loved that action so much because of love for Allah so much. Allah said, now I use this ibadat as part of the ibadat also. So just imagine, maybe Safa and Marwa are still up and down, you're going. Somebody said, what are you going up and down for? What up and down? He wants us to do that. In other words, you become a true servant of Allah Ta'ala in Hajj. In Hajj time, you come to know with a true servant that you don't ask any questions. I know so many times, one year, someone, and I was very disturbed, you know, that the South African said, why must we go to Mina? Why must we go to Arafat? Just imagine they're talking there, why must we go to Arafat, go to Mina? And did not go to. They did not go to. Then you ask yourself the question, why is the halal for them or not? Just to tell you this, but people of that kind, why it did not make sense, Allah Mali, why? The Hajj is showing us everything that will show us. Mahasaj always saying, do not fulfill your desire. Fulfill Allah's desire. Whatever you do. Now just imagine the cat, the animals you slaughtered there too. Thousands of animals. Hey, why are you missing the meat? Allah the layer now, Allah the home. I don't want the meat. I want to see whether you do it without questioning. So everything is this one, you look at it, that is showing us that our life must be of this kind, that we have no such thing as shock. I don't want shock. I was shocked to read Quran today. That's not shock. I want to read Quran with a shock or not. I want to read namaz because I was a shock today. Tomorrow I want no shock, I will read namaz. That not, I give charity, I keep fast tomorrow. Tomorrow I want shock to give. This shock must not be there. The shock will not be there. Like for example, when Azan takes place, a person making zikr, no matter how much he's making zikr and journalism, the moment the Azan takes place, keep quiet. He gives the answer to Azan. But then who's doing that today? No, the Hazrat is enjoying zikr so much, you know. He says, how can I stop now? If I'm going to stop now, I'm going to miss so much. But he does not realize at that occasion, he's supposed to keep silent and give Azan and Jawab. They don't even know that this Azan, after dua, after Azan, is so important. Because what is a dua for? Is a dua for in the seal of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are paramount. So that dua is accepted all the time. Dr. Abul Haysam rahmatullah alayhi said that dua is so accepted that way that if we also at that occasion after dua, after adhan, if we make dua, the whatever dua in our heart, Allah will accept. But that dua is accepted. Shifa of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is accepted. And we know it's going to take place. So if you know it's going to take place, then at that occasion we also make that dua, whatever dua we want, Allah will give it to us. We don't even understand that. So we must know when to do, what to do, what your desire is to do. And Allah says, we know that namaz is very, very great ibadah. But if someone tells me, let me do sunset to, sunrise to, now tell me what you think. Namaz is so great, but at that time Allah said, cannot do it. So everything has got your shock, but I don't want my shock. On Allah's shop. The pleasure of Allah must be in us all the time. And if the pleasure of Allah is in us, then everything will be okay. But as long as the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, even the slaughtering of the animal, the same thing people are asking, and why don't you know they do this, they do. They're not asking, we want to worry what they do in the meat. We worried about the commandments, slaughter that. Why must we be clothing of this kind and go with just two sheets? Everything is a love. Everything is love. Show us this much, your desire, but your desire. So the very important thing that Allah Ta'ala wants to show us in this world, that I am among the broken heart ones. You got broken hearted, I didn't make namaz today. I missed my namaz, not deliberately, not unintentionally, not intentionally. I missed my namaz. You feel hurt about it. Like if you look at it today, if you really look at it, who are the broken hearted? You and I, if you miss one takbir ula, if you get hurt, never get hurt at all. We don't get hurt. Hazrat Mohsin Baghawi rahmatullahi. One takbir ula he missed when he after Asr namaz, when he came and met him, he was so hurt, he could see on his face was hurt. When you and I, we lose some money, how hurt we get? We get so hurt, we lost this much money, you know, that much money. Money can get tomorrow. Again, you can get double, triple. But here you miss one takbir ula. How hurt are you? Are you really hurt? You never get hurt. You don't even think, let me today not eat one photo or my best meal, let me leave it out. Then you can see that person saying, no, I miss my takbir ula. What's khalas? More than that, nothing, no effect at all. Why? This is what is important to us. If you miss one takbir ula, and if you miss one salah by mistake, khudana kare, that is not no effect at all. So the effect must be shown on your face. Sri Safati Rahmatullah Ali, when you miss his takbir ula, I'm telling you this takbir ula, then you'll come to know how important and how great it is to achieve it. Ma Hazrat to say, oh Abu Bakr, Nabi Karim said, he came to ask, was very sad. Oh Abu Bakr, why are you so sad? Say, Ya Rasul, I lost so many animals, so many slaves, so many this. Nabi Karim said, oh Abu Bakr, I thought something else. Say, what do you mean? I thought you missed takbir ula. Just imagine takbir, say, oh Abu Bakr, the whole world full of animals and full of slaves and everything. If you lose everything, nothing compared to one takbir ula. If you find me, don't worry about it at all. Just imagine how important it is. These are the things we're supposed to put ourselves right in. So, Sri Safati Rahman, for 2 years he kept fast. 2 years, you know what's the meaning of that? Just imagine if you lose something in this world, you get so hurt. Why don't you get hurt at the time you lose something the year after? So, the world is something that we always get in. But the year after is something else. That is something else that you always need there. And the very best thing that you try to do not fulfill your shock. Fulfill your shock. Fulfill the shock of Allah Ta'ala. My pleasure of Allah. I want this to be done for the pleasure of Allah. If you have those things in you, inshallah, then even if a person in this world, he gets hurt for certain things that happen in his life, he gets very hurt about it. But those things he should not get hurt about. It's something part of the life. You must get hurt if you lost something the year after. That is which the relation with Allah Ta'ala becomes strong. If you become weak, then you say, why my relation with Allah is weak today? Why I commit this sin? You remember one Buzruk, you know, walking past one place, 20 years ago he committed one sin and he made Tawbah and forgotten. And the moment he parted, that sin came in the eyes, he fell, he fell unconscious. If Allah Ta'ala questioned me on the day of Qiyamah. So we have done so many things wrong, but we do not think that if Allah Ta'ala questioned about the doctor. Although my Tawbah is in far all the time, but then the fear will be there. The reason why the fear will be there, so that we do not look down at anyone else. Do not look down at anyone that he committed one sin, I have done so many sins. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Have the desire, the shock. Do not have shock to do anything. Have the shock to do for Allah's pleasure. Anything you do, I'm being for Allah's pleasure. That's the most important thing to have at heart. And be namaz for Allah's pleasure. Whether now, whether you enjoy the namaz, don't enjoy namaz, no, nothing to worry about for Allah's pleasure. I mean Quran, whether it's for his pleasure, only for his pleasure. I'm not enjoying it, but I'm still reading it. Why for his pleasure? So if you have his pleasure in front of you, then in every condition you do it. But you worry about your shock, today I'm enjoying the Quran, let me enjoy it. Tomorrow the enjoyment goes, you leave it too. Your zikr today, I'm enjoying what zikr I'm doing. I'm going right to the sky now. Tomorrow next day, I'm going right to the ground now. When I'm going right to the ground, I leave it. The moment you do that, that means you're following your nafs. You're not following. Most important, when they enjoy the zikr, see, the most important thing is remembering me. He's remembering me. I'm making zikr, I'm not enjoying it, but he's remembering me, that's why I'm making it. If Allah Ta'ala does not remember, you won't make one zikr of it. Hazrat Dadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, when his murid told him, Hazrat, I'm making 150,000 zikr, istinjar, but nothing happening. Just even 150,000. Does it really look at him? You, if I was not looking toward you, you won't get a tawfiq of doing one ibadah, one zikr. That 120,000 is small, but he felt that he did nothing. So very important is the zikr you must make all the time. The zikr will be about fikr. Concern will come in you. When the zikr comes continuously to a sign, you come to know that through the barakah of the zikr, you get the closest one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once you get the closest one Allah ta'ala, then you don't want anyone else beside Allah. Allah ta'ala himself to Amr can go with us. اللهم نسألك السيف والإفقاء ولما نحسك الخلق والحفاظ نعوذ بالله من جميع الفتن ما أعطاها منها ما وفقنا من الحب والترضى من القول والعمل إنك على كل شيء فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا توفني المسلمون حق مسلمين وصلى الله تعالى على محمد وسلم ورحمة الله